الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك Ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon his illustrious family and his blessed and noble companions Alayhim Ridwan. We say Marhaba, Ahlan wa Sahlan Bikum to all our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani Channel worldwide. Alhamdulillah, for those who are viewing this program after social media, Marhaba, Ahlan wa Sahlan Bikum to you as well. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, of course, and today's program we are going to be discussing the three preachers of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Jiha, with regards to his hawareen, his helpers, and how they assisted Isa alayhi salatu wa salam in propagating the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Stay tuned with us to learn more about this program, and as we do every Tuesdays, a parable from the Holy Quran Pak. What makes this program and episode even more special is that once again I am accompanied by our esteemed guest, Maulana Abdul Qadir Qadiri Mu'ini Damat Barakatul Aliyah, mashallah. He is with us right now, and we greet him with the opening greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a pleasure.
MashaAllah. Let's listen to this beautiful kalam until we return. Keep reciting durood upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Poochega maula laya hai kya kya, poochega maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
When Allah will ask, what have you brought? I will then say, the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala
نام محمد
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala. Nami Muhammad
sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اپنے رضا کے قربان جاؤں, مرشد پیا کے قربان جاؤں, جس نے سکھایا نام محمد دل کا اجالا. نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
MashaAllah, Masa, for those who have the habit of kissing the thumbs and placing their eyes, subhanAllah, you know, this is this off the topic, but because this got to do with the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has been mentioned in a narration, Masa, that the person who does this, when he hears the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it is the sunnah of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an, it is of course the sunnah of Adam ala nabiyyina wa alaihi salatu wasallam, who also kissed his thumbnails when he saw the nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After he supplicated in the court of Allah to witness the nur for which the angels gather around him for, to witness that was on his forehead. But from there, when it was transformed to his nails, there is a narration, Mu'asab, that he kissed his thumbs and placed on his eyes after listening and hearing and understanding that it is the nur of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those who say qurratu ayni bika ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when they place this on their eyes, Mu'asab, it has been stated that eye illnesses are then removed, Mu'asab. Subhanallah, he would never suffer from eye ailments. So koshish kare is sunnat ko bhi karne ki, and for sure the sunnah of the sahaba alayhim ridwan, the sunnah of the anbiya alayhim salam, the sunnahs of the pious predecessors, yani the things that they do, the actions that they do, and we as lovers of those pious predecessors follow, then there is always hikmah, wisdom in it. And subhanallah, this is the tariqah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that we love all the companions of Alihim Ridwan, we love all the awliya, and we follow the footsteps of the pious predecessors. Alhamdulillah. Today's program is very special for Alhamdulillah, as I mentioned, that a topic from the Quran, and we are going to be discussing the three preachers of Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, Mu'asab, alhamdulillah, these three preachers of a city in Syria, right? Yeah. Alhamdulillah, are of course sent on behalf of Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. The message and the peygham, the morals in this, is of course talking about the hardships of the people of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yani har dor mein, har zamane mein, Allah azza wa jalla sent approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And these Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, of which some have been mentioned in the Holy Quran Park. And they functionality and their programming was basically this, that they came with the peygham from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and therefore they would spread the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They would save people from idol worshipping, save them from infidelity, bring them to light, guide them. Many would be guided, many would refute. Allah. Sometimes these Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam would even pray and make dua and ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for helpers, like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. His brother became his helper, Masa, alhamdulillah. Hazrat Sayyidina Harun ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Likewise, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, his hawariin, his helpers, also were there to assist and help in this propagation. Like our beloved Nabi, Rasul Akram, Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have been granted these four khas Sahaba alayhi wa ridwan, yani as friends.
Yeah.
And subhanallah, two of them are resting next to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from all of this, Mohsab, the point that I'm trying to make is that Hawareen and helpers have always been there in the past as well, that assisted and helped. In the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam too, they were helpers. And what abilities and powers Allah grants to these helpers that serves as evidence that they are the helpers of a Nabi. Yani ek Nabi ke ye saathiyan hain aur unko itni taqat aur quwwatein hain. Phir khud Nabi ki kitni quwwatein hongi Mohsab? What can be the ikhtiyarat, the level of their authority and powers and abilities which Allah Azza wa Jalla would have bestowed upon them, Mohsab? So maybe Mohsab can shed some light with regards to these Hawareen and maybe perhaps their names as well together, Mohsab.
Subhanallah. Although the names may differ, Hawari, Isa al-Islam had his Hawaris, alhamdulillah, and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his Ansar. They also help us, subhanAllah. Yeah. So, like that, alhamdulillah, every Nabi, some of the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they had their helpers, subhanAllah, such as Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam in this instance. And it will not be wrong if we call them the Muballigh of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, because they went to make tabligh of Islam, subhanAllah, when they went to the city of Antakya in Syria. And when they reached the city, initially there were two of them. And the story says the three Hawariyin of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So initially there were two, and their names were Sadiq and Mazduf. Subhanallah, beautiful names.
Sadiq and Mazduf.
So both relate to the truth. So they went to convey the message of truth, which was the kalima of Tawheed, subhanAllah, of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the time when the entire world was engulfed with idol worshipping and shirk and so on. So when these two Muballighs, they go and visit the city of Antakya, which was the city of idol worshippers, and they found a shepherd. And when they found the shepherd, they told him the purpose of their arrival, their visit, that they came to spread the message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to do away with idol worshipping and to enlighten people about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. When they approached him with this message, he said, but do you have an evidence that there is only one Allah? Do you have an evidence, a concrete proof of the existence and the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They said, yes. We can, by the command of Allah, by the permission of Allah, we can cure a patient, we can bring back the eyesight of the one who has no eyes, hearing of the one who has no hearing, and we can also cure a person who's suffering from leprosy, skin disease, and so on. So when he heard that, he said, yes, my son who's ill, who is sick, and maybe he was bedridden, I said, can you cure him? They said, yes, bring him. So when the son was brought and they rubbed their hands over the son's body and they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to barakah of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them cure. And when that happened, this news spread in the whole city like wildfire. And everyone, whoever had any sickness, any problem, they all came for treatment.
Allahu Akbar.
And they were all cured, alhamdulillah.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So when this happened, the news reached now the king, who was an idol worshipper. When this news reached the king's court, he arrested these two Muballighs. Instead of appreciating them, maybe listen to what they had to say, you know. He arrested them and he had prescribed the punishment of 100 whips each.
Allah, Allah, Allah,
Allah.
What a punishment, Allah Akbar.
So for someone who does favor to you, to your community, and this is how they were treated.
Yeah, the reaction of that.
Allah Akbar. So anyway, when he arrested them and he punished them in this way, without even listening to them what they had to say. So after a while, when the preachers maybe didn't go back to the locality to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to report back. So the chief of all the Hawariyin, the Ansar that were there, he now, by the name of Shamu'un rahimahullah, so he came to find out what happened to them. He somehow got the news that, you know, something bad might have happened. So when he came and approached the king, and he confronted the king, where are my two companions that were here? And the king, then they were brought. Then he told the king, you should have at least listened to them, what they had to say. So the king now, wanting to listen on, you know, from the parties. So the two companions, they related that we are here to propagate the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to warn the people of the punishment that the idol worshipping would bring. Allah's punishment, Allah's wrath. And the king now says, do you have any concrete evidence on your on the existence of your Lord, of Allah, Allahu Akbar, about his powers? They said, yes, we can prove. There is evidence. See all these people that got cured. This is evidence. Can your idol do that? And then a blind person who was born blind, Muslim. One is the person who has eyes, you know, then he loses his eyesight. That still makes sense if that his eyesight gets cured and restored. But the person who have never even had eyes, never even had sockets in the eyes, Allah, where the eyes are, such a person was brought to test them. So they now first made the sockets, and then they made sand balls and placed them in the eye socket, made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and instantly the nur of vision was granted in their eyes.
Salam. Subhanallah. Just imagine,
he was able to see,
as you say, no eyes at all, and then those sockets turn into light balls from where you can see. This is really, really, really amazing, Mohsab. Subhanallah. Just, as Mohsab is talking, my mind is actually going to the aspect of where this is the condition of the Hawaris, yani the helpers. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
And because of having the nisbat and the connection of a Nabi, Allah Azza wa Jalla, look at the maqam Allah bestows upon them. That's by their du'as, a person who did not even have the capacity of having an eye. Yani, as Mohsab had mentioned, that one is that there was eyes there and now the nur of your eyes is gone. Yani, your sight is gone, the vision is no more, but the eye does exist. That's a different case. But whereas there is no eyeballs and sockets existing on the face of this person, and to grant him eyes teaches us that Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows such abilities upon his chosen one. And they could be any person, whoever he loves. He grants them such abilities and powers which is beyond human intellect. Instead of brainstorming our minds in finding evidence of whether it is true or not true, or whether how is this possible,
Allah,
we should focus our attention on the powers of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah.
Focus your mind on the fact that it is his decision as to whom he wills to grant such abilities to, he shall grant.
And Mohsab, the king was still not convinced after they had restored the eyesight of the person who didn't even have eyes and eye sockets to begin with. After seeing such miracles, he still wasn't convinced. You know, the darkness of polytheism and infidelity was deep rooted. Then he asked for further evidence. Can you bring the dead back to life? He said, yes, by permission of Allah, we can do so. And then the king said, all right, one of the sons of my farmers, you know, he had passed away many days ago. And because the father was still not around, he still wasn't buried. So they brought his dead body. Then they made dua, and due to the barakah of their dua, the son was, you know, the person, the deceased person who was dead for many days and wasn't even buried yet, was brought back to life. Stood up and brought iman, subhanallah. And the Hawari then said that, worship that Allah who had made you, who has made you the king, who has created you and your idols as well. What can your idols do? They can't do anything. They have, they possess no power. All the power and ability lies in the qudrat and in the in the ability of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahu Akbar. Only He has the power and authority to do so, bring the dead back to life, cure the sick. And after all this was witnessed in the court of the king.
It is stated that even Habib Najjar came, you know, rushing in the court. Habib Najjar, he was the shepherd. That was who of course saw the powers of these Hawaris. And then he also came in the barga. Yani, dekhe na, pehle ye the ki iman chupa hua hai. Yani iman banda apna chupaya hua hai, lekin iman ki daulat se nawaza bhi gaya hai. Allah blessed him with iman, but he has held it behind, like the people of Ashab Kahf. To safeguard your iman, yani jis dor mein fitna ho, to apne iman ko bachane ke liye, to take refuge in the mountains, in the caves, to take refuge in places where you safeguard your iman, is actually the footsteps of the pious predecessors, Mawsab. They will take all measures. Just that a few months back, should I say, people were dying due to some virus. Now, to protect yourself from that virus, people were taking all types of measures. Likewise, to safeguard your iman, people of iman who know the value of iman, when they know any town has fitnas, whatever the fitna may be, people who are reciting the kalima, the article of faith, are being tortured, are being oppressed, they're not allowed to read salah, for example, there are any restrictions in terms of following the deen, then they will migrate, make hijrah, they will move, they will shift, but they will not allow anyone to cut that communication between them and Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah.
They will take all measures to make sure that their ibadah is not affected by the fitna of that city and town. So like these people as well, Mawsab, Alhamdulillah. So at one stage now, Habib Najjar has his chance now to also open up about his matter, and he does not feel shy about he's being the king, and what am I that I'm coming in the barga? But it comes to the deen. Ye nahi dekha jata hai ki saamne mein phir kaun hai. Yani Allah ka paigham pahunchana hai. Yani what may have been the position of the king on his throne with his crown, with his darbar mahasab, and then a person comes in the front who's known as haqir, for example, would decide that what is his awqat or what is his worth in this sense that he is in the barga of the king. But he comes as an ordinary person without feeling shy and openly would just preach on behalf of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the courage, look at the bravery, Mawsab. This is the bravery that reminds me of the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the Sahaba alayhi wa ridwan were traveling towards, you know, battlefields or maybe towards spreading Islam.
And the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mashallah, Mawsab, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked them, you know, with regards to the Battle of Badr, that you know, with the numbers being so few and there's no weapons and modes of transport, horses and camels, there were so few resources and ammunition, and despite all of that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling them to go on a battle. Now in the battlefield, listen to their response, subhanallah, for our viewers, is that they didn't turn their backs on the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were such helpers. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we won't say what the Bani Israel said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, you and your God, you go and fight.
Allah,
we will sit here, Allahu Akbar. But we will be with you, Ya Rasulullah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So it's really amazing, Mawsab. It's really inspirational to all of the ummatis. Yani, the lesson that we learn from here is that, number one, when it's time for a person to convey the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it's a responsibility of every Muslim, of every mu'min, to implement, Mawsab, this, to carry out this action of da'wah. Amrun bil ma'roof is a responsibility of every Muslim, every person to take charge of making sure that he conveys the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla, to invite people towards Islam. Your invitation, if you don't have the ability through your tongue, you can't speak, most of your actions, your amal, your kirdar, all of this itself could preach towards Islam. You as a Muslim, your behavior could make a person enter into the fold of Islam. Isiliye momin ka har amal, yani chalna, phirna, utna, baitna, khana, peena, if this is in accordance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then your walking, eating, drinking, sleeping, talking, movements, all of this becomes a muballigh itself.
Subhanallah.
Yani, you preach through your actions. You don't have to preach through your tongue. So follow the teachings and the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawsab, I'm quite eager to know before the end of the program as to then what happens now. The king is convinced, he has seen, you know, people being cured, he has seen now the dead He's being resurrected, Masab. The person that was born blind now got eye sockets and everything. Is this not enough for this king now to finally come to an end and understand ki ha ab main samajh chuka hu, aisa bhi nahi hua?
No, and finally, as Masab mentioned, the shepherd, you know, by the name of Habib Najjar, when he came, and he also provided more evidence that he, you know, he's the first witness to see the miracle of these Muballighs of Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, yes, I have witnessed it with my own eyes. And then the entire town is bearing witness, subhanallah. Then the king and the entire locality of Antakya, they all embraced Islam by reciting the kalima of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam.
Subhanallah. This entire waqiyah has been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak, mashallah, in Surah Yasin Sharif to the ayat and verses, Masab, with regards to the three preachers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this also teaches us, Masab, that look at the tawfiq of Allah, yani hidayat jisi mile, Masab. Hidayat jisi mile. Ab dekhe, Abu Jahl had also witnessed mu'ajizaz of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He witnessed the mu'ajizaz, and he also witnessed and seen the karamat of Sahaba Ali ibn Ridwan. These are the companions who are close to them and see their abilities and powers. But look at the naseeb and the kismat, Masab, that on one hand, some people who showed respect to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when they asked him in the Holy Quran Park in the tafsir, it is that would you go first or should we go first with our magical instruments? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, of course, had the asa with him and he was waiting for the command of Allah azza wa jalla. So when they asked Musa alayhi salam, should you go first or should we continue? Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then, of course, allowed them to go first and said, you guys go first. And when they threw the devices to the ground, Masab, they all turn into little serpents, snakes. And you know, hissing all over the show, all over the place. Allah. And they were, you know, pumped with pride. Their chest were all bloated with pride that look at this, and clapping hands, and people were giving wah-wah about the matter. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded him, now you throw your asa on the floor. So the fact remains, of course, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's asa was put to the ground, Masab, and when that turned into a huge serpent and swallowed all of those thousand snakes hissing all over the area, this made those magicians come to their knees, Masab, and they said, Amanna bi Rabbi Haruna wa Musa. Why they embrace Islam in the tafsir, the ulamas have guided us and told us this is the barakah and the blessings of showing adab and respect to a Nabi.
Allahu Akbar. And Uzur Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he so beautifully, as Masab has said, this was the barakah and the blessing of showing respect, because they sought the ijazat of Musa alayhi salam before performing their magic tricks. So that was the little act of respect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted in the barakah of Allah. And due to the barakah of that, Mufti Sahib says that they were first granted the ability of accepting Islam, then making tawbah. Then they reached the status of wilaya and the companionship of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And then they attained martyrdom in the
path of Allah. Ab dekhe na, ki adab se zindagi banti hai, jannat bhi, jahannam bhi. Adab se zindagi banti hai. Adab, respect. Ba adab, ba naseeb. Be adab, be naseeb. Jo adab karega, uska naseeb achha hi hoga. And adab and respect had took them to that maqam where they were blessed with iman and then sainthood. So, adab se jab iman ki daulat se banda sarfaraz ho sakta hai, Mohsab, to na adab dikhane se to iman bhi ja sakta hai.
Kya baat?
When by respecting you can be blessed with iman, so by showing disrespect, even jo hai, wo bhi to khatam ho sakta. That too can come to an end. That is the faith in iman. Therefore, Allah Pak says in the Quran Pak, disrespect such as that you raised your voice higher than the voice of the Holy Rasul sallam, after this verse has been revealed, knowing now the maqam of the Holy Rasul and still raising your voice higher than him. It must not be the case, Masab, such that somebody's amals and actions are all finished, Masab. It's all destroyed. And usko shu'ur bhi na ho, pata bhi na chale. So, ye to punishment hai hua na, Masab.
It's like throwing cold water over all your hard work.
All your hard work, Masab.
Now, in the material sense, since, alhamdulillah, we in this dunya and we alhamdulillah, we do our worldly things here and there. And people have become so materialistic. So, in the material sense, if we could say that, you know, you spent all your life, you know, building a business empire and so on, and one day you take a torch and blow the whole thing away, would that make sense?
Exactly, Masab. I mean, just use an example, yeah. As you just mentioned now, subhanAllah, something to think about, and for a moment, we almost went blur. However, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Masab, this is the reality, Masab, that these preachers have done the work. All Sahaba Ali Nidwan continued with that mission of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It continued till the time of the Tabi'in, Tabi'i Tabi'in, and until today, we all are trying to emulate the Sunnah and propagate the Sunnah and the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So become a muballigh, become a preacher through your actions. Our sisters, our brothers out there, gain enthusiasm and jazbas from these parables of the Holy Quran Park, that we will be questioned about Masab accountability. We will be accounted for this task as well, because this is the speciality of this ummah, that we call people towards righteousness and we forbid people from evil. As Allah Park says in the Quran Park, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanahuna anil munkar. So if we are the best of nations that ever emerged from the earth, from this land, why? Because we call people, we instruct people, we call people towards righteousness and we forbid people from evil, then that action has to be done in a very nice and polite manner, Mu'asab. There's responsibilities with that. First, let's learn ilm-e-deen. This should be the first step. And once you are equated with the ilm-e-deen, you are equipped with the ilm-e-deen, then the next step from there is to preach Islam, to call your brothers and your sisters towards this beautiful deen. Allah Ta'ala ham sab ko nek tawfiq aur rafiq ata farmaye. We say shukran to Mu'asab. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, wherever you are. Remember, this is the peygham of Da'wat-e-Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.